With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Friday night, time for an in-depth and unique spotlight on a member of your green and gold.
Ready?
Live from the Leaps and Bounds Cafe at Lodge Kohler in Green Bay, here's the big unit, Bill Michaels.
Good evening and welcome to the Lodge Kohler kickoff, what has to be our largest crowd ever. Holy mackerel, there's a lot of people in this place and a lot of people here to see this guy.
All right.
Mason Crosby is in the house. We're going to talk to Desi coming up here in just a little while. We'll talk about the wine that is being served here this evening as well. How you been, buddy? Good to see you again.
I'm good. Yeah, yeah. Man, yeah, a lot of faces here. This is awesome.
You packed the house.
Well, you know, I know the volleyball tournament's going on over there too, so maybe they don't have anything else going on.
So how's the week been? Because it was a week that was a little bit, wasn't great.
Yeah, you know, we let one get away there in L.A. and I think we've handled it well. You know, we haven't talked much about it. You know, it's we did a good job of coming in on Monday, going over it, really analyzing it. From all angles, and then moving forward and putting a good plan together. I think Coach LaFleur has done a good job. Kind of our first, hit in the mouth kind of like test where it's like, you know, that didn't really make sense. That wasn't us. Not overreacting and moving on to the next one.
One of the things I thought was interesting was that, you know, he said they didn't get into the game plan. Aaron had said, you know, team came out flat. It seemed like, you know, just it wasn't flowing. We had David Bakhtiari on last year, and he said, you know, we can come out in pregame and be fantastic, and then all of a sudden the team's flat. You don't know why.
Yeah.
Same thing. You come out, you know, flat in pregame, and you play great. You don't know why. Was this one of those games you don't know why, or was this one of those games where maybe you started to kind of buy into what you were doing a little bit, maybe the trip was a little bit off? Was there a reason for it?
It's hard to pinpoint exactly. I don't think from what this locker room is, the chemistry that we have, I don't think anyone's getting too far ahead of ourselves. We're not reading the press clippings, doing all that kind of stuff. We have been a very solid team. You know, I've been around a lot of different teams, in my 13 years here, and this one does a good job of coming in every week, you know, looking at who the opponent is, the task at hand, and going about our business. So, we obviously will evaluate all aspects of it and look at what the travel schedule was, how guys handled their business. But ultimately, as players, we have to look at ourselves. How did we handle that week leading up to it? How did we handle the travel? What can we do better and be more prepared, because we go back to the West Coast here in a couple of weeks and we play a really good team in San Fran.
I know Coach LaFleur talked, and there was a lot made of the comments by Tracy Wolfson at halftime and said, you know, we got in late. Some guys were tired. It's like they're still tired. Did you guys get in that late on Friday that it was kind of a little bit of jet lag going into Saturday and maybe Sunday?
You
guys have been there before.
With the time change. You have 2 hours there. So, it's hard to tell. Yeah. But, there is no denying that during the game, we just we didn't have the pace and the energy and the just the style of play that we've put on tape. You know, it's regardless if we've been completely sharp in some of these games, the effort and the way the guys that we've played has been the same throughout this whole season. So that game was noticeably different. And, we came in on Monday. I think we all took an honest look, saw what we could do better. And this week's been really sharp, really clean. You know, we've gotten outside and embraced some of the elements as the weather's turned here, and preparing for a cold one on Sunday and ready for this next one.
You talked about Matt LaFleur. I want to touch on that because you obviously have been around 13 years. Aaron's been around a long time. There's a few veterans in that locker room, very few, that have been there that long. So what has this year been like for you? Because it's a different guy. It's a different person to impress. It's a different person that's going to have a different look at you.
Yeah, Yeah, it is. It's kind of interesting to have played for 12 years with the same coach, right. You know, and then you kind of come in open minded. What are you going to expect? What is coach the new coach going to look like, and how is he going to coach? What is his expectation going to be every week? And I think Coach LaFleur has done a great job of being consistent on a weekly basis, of really stepping in and having a consistent plan, putting very, simple and guiding things, on a weekly basis in front of the team that, simple goals on how we can go 1-0, I think he said it in the media a few times and, that's kind of, we look at every week as a one game season and we are going to focus in on that week. What can we do well? And I like that mindset. That's how I approach things. I approach things in a very process oriented way where it's whenever you hit these tasks, hit these goals and you go through that process and then that week's over and you reset for the next one, And so I think we're very like-minded in that. It's very easy for me to see the way he approaches things and go with it.
You've had seasons that were rough before. Last year, it wasn't you. It wasn't anybody in particular. It was just a rough season. Obviously Mike loses his job over it. You got a new coaching staff coming in. This year they bring in additional competition for your job. So you have gone 11 of 12 this year. You've been all but perfect. What has been the change for you just personally? Because you have to deal with all the outside stuff with coaching staffs and hirings and firings and chatter. But then you have to say, okay, I got a job to do and I got to get back to what it is I do best. So what did you do in the offseason to prepare for this season? Because this season you've been as golden gets.
Yeah, ultimately that is that's kind of the key is that all of that stuff going around and sometimes with a little added chaos on it, in the exterior, you're able to kind of lock in and focus in a little bit more on those interior things and the internal stuff that you can really focus for yourself. So I dove into how am I going to prepare, get a little sharper mentally, physically, all those little things, and I had a good set of goals and a good plan going through the off season, and I really hit that process solid. I had a little bump in the road, had a minor little calf thing right. At the beginning of camp, but that was I was honestly able to kick through all that, that time. So, some of that was kind of nice just being able to work on a few of my own little, details leading into camp. So for me, I felt like I did a good job of just having a plan, having a process and really sticking to that, kind of in the midst of a little bit of chaos and a little bit of, a lot of changes mm-hmm. and, having another guy in camp was a different, whole different animal. But at the same time, I just, stayed within myself, made sure that I kept working on my things. And I've been really happy. Our operation has been great. Got to give Hunter and JK a lot of credit for how hard they've worked. Our protection's been awesome. It's just, all those things have to go together, for me to be successful. I'm kind of last piece in the puzzle whenever it's after the snap and the hold and the protection. And I feel just really good with how I've prepared for this year.
Yeah, it's different when you come into camp as the man versus a guy that may or may not be as a veteran fighting for your job. Age starts to become a factor. Money becomes a factor. Everybody speculates about who's cutting who, and you hear all that noise. Does that ever get to you? Does that ever bother you when you say, okay, there's another guy alongside me? Or do you just, for a kicker, it's different. It's like, you got to just go through, you're like a pitcher. You just got to go through your process.
Definitely. It is different because we're alternating kicks and, it looks different, in practice, but, for me, I really lock into exactly what do I need to do? How do I need to go out and perform every day? And it helps me honestly practice on a whole, a different level because every practice, every moment is watched and extremely important. So it puts a huge emphasis on that. And, like I said, worked really hard with JK and Hunter through the off season and honestly through the end of last year. So I'm so happy I had another opportunity to be with those guys and, and have the success we are through this season, so far, just because we worked so hard to get to this point and, and we are, we're doing it at a high level right now, and plan on doing that, moving forward.
Last year when you struggled, or the group struggled, you always just said it was me. You never pointed a finger. You never said, hey, it was this or that. It was the hold. It was the snap, whatever. How hard, you talk about working with those guys and being the team that you are, that three-man team on special teams. How much do you have to work with them? It's one thing to go out and kick and put it on a tee and do it, and we see you, in warm-ups and, in practice and stuff. But it's another thing to do it live with those guys when they're under the same amount of pressure you are, because everything has to be in sync and everything has to be perfect. How difficult is it to get a new guy, a new holder each and every year for the last few years, and then all of a sudden say, I got to be perfect?
It is, it's a challenge. JK coming in JK and Hunter coming in there in, what was it, May last year.
Right.
And, you have a few months to kind of get prepared, but you don't have really, any of those kind of high pressure, situations that you go into the season with. So, we just had some growing pains, had some things we had to work through. For me, it's just, seeing it, trusting it, going, but ultimately I feel responsible for that unit and for the success of it. So even though I'm, my piece is at the end, we have the time and we have the ability to work on it and make sure that it's right all the time. So whether, I didn't love, a snap or a hold, but, I could knock it through, or I just miss a kick. We're all held accountable, and I think we've done a great job of just really working hard on a weekly, daily basis of making sure those misses, whether it, are very small. And in our business, those misses are very small. I mean, I can watch film 100 clips, and a lot of people wouldn't be able to tell if it was a make or miss, but I can see the little details and the little things that that really are important on every snap, every kick. So
last year at this time, you guys were 3-5-1, and now you're sitting here at 7-2. You're looking to go to 8-2 before you go into a bye week. It's hard to compare seasons, but what has been the magnanimous turnaround for this team?
Gosh, that's a that's a hard one to just kind of pinpoint and say here is the main reason, but we're just doing a better job of finding ways to win. I mean, we haven't really won one specific way this year. It's not like our offense is just okay, we're going to go out and outscore everybody. Defense is finding ways to get turnovers at key times, and then our offense is capitalizing on those. We're playing really good team fundamental football. Obviously we talked already about last week, that just wasn't us for the most part of the season. So, but that is what's fun, is just watching this team just play. No one ever hangs their head, gets down. We are just moving on to that next play and going out and cutting it loose. And it's been really fun. I think the locker room, the guys in the building, we have a lot of really good chemistry. A few of the pieces that have been added, and the new guys in the building have really kind of added a different feel in that space. So I think some of that stuff, just year to year, every team is is different, and this one's doing a good job of really staying together and being close on and off the field.
Broadcasting live here at Lodge Kohler across the street from Lambeau Field. If you want to stop in, please go ahead and do so. Mason Crosby is our guest. We're going to take our first commercial break. We are going to be back with more Mason coming up right after this. Welcome back. It's a Lodge Kohler kickoff. We are broadcasting live here at Lodge Kohler. We are in Green Bay, and we are a stone's throw away from Lambeau Field, where the Packers are going to be taking on the Carolina Panthers this coming weekend. That is a game that has been flexed, in case you did not know. And you wanted to get up here early? You don't have to. Take your time. It's a 3:25 start. It'll be on Fox and many of the local network stations as well. So the Carolina Panthers coming to town into a colder weather climate. Obviously, the Packers trying to get a win to go to 8-2 before the bye week, and then heading off to San Fran. We are brought to you by our good friends at Lodge Kohler, Hupie and Abraham, Under Warmer, the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame, and the Green Bay Legends Cruise, along with Lammy Sports. And before we get back to Mason Crosby, we got Desi with us, part of the food and beverage group here at Lodge Kohler. How you doing?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm good. So you bring us wine. Everybody got their wine? There's a whole crowd that's drinking. They're not applauding anything. They're drinking. So we always do the fireside chat with a little bit of wine for those that don't know. So Desi's here to kind of explain what it is you have in your glass right now so you know what it is you're drinking and where to get it. So what do you got?
I got a Miroval Rosé. This is from the southern region of France called Provence. It's a very typical drier rosé. It has a pink petal cover. It's a beautiful aroma of fresh fruit and spring flowers. For those of us who are still dreaming of the spring, even though it's zero below outside. It's a medium-bodied with zesty tangerine finish. Something interesting about the Miroval Estate Rosé is that the owners are Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt. They're making beautiful wine.
We're drinking celebrity wine, then,
yes,
is what we're doing.
Yes.
Okay.
And also,
so if we get hammered tonight, we can blame it on them.
Yes. Also, the estate dates back like 13th century mm-hmm. ago. And then Pink Floyd was recorded because they have a recording studio in the winery as well.
Wow.
So it's a very celebrity wine.
All right.
It's available upstairs in Tavern in the Sky. It's paired beautifully with anything that Chef Joey creates. Otherwise, you can just drink it with Mason Crosby. By itself.
I know you were nervous about doing this. You did fantastic.
Well, thank you.
That was great.
Well, thank you.
Give her a nice round of applause. And you're getting a master's?
I am trying to get a master's of sommelier, yes, in
okay.
January.
Well, hopefully it all works out for you.
Well,
congratulations.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you so much. That's Desi from the Food and Beverage Distributorship up here at Lodge Kohler. Appreciate it. Now we bring back Mason Crosby as, the thing about it is we were talking about the record sitting at 3-5-1 last year versus 7-2 this year, and you said we're winning in many different ways. And this one was cool. Sam, play this for me. Go ahead.
You know, everything that Mason, his wife Molly, have been through courageously, going through surgery to remove a cancerous tumor in her lung this summer, and now to play hero again. And there it is. Walk it off and win it for Mason Crosby. Less of a leap and more of an assist for the Lambeau Leap, but it was well earned. And what a game it was. As Stafford came out swinging early, Rodgers brought them back, and in the end, a perfect night for Mason Crosby, 23-yard walk-off.
There you go.
Woo.
Nice.
Yeah, that was fun. I'm energized.
I didn't realize it took you 13 years to do a Lambeau Leap.
Yeah, you know, just never had the chance. And I said right after the game that it feels unnatural because the film is the best and the worst because I literally just like swipe Brian's hand away and I'm like running from everybody. It's definitely not in my DNA for that type of celebration, but it was fun to finally get in the stands and get beat up a little bit. You know,
yeah.
it's a little rough in there. I mean, I don't know if anyone here was in there, but be careful. You know, don't want to hurt anybody. But then Billy Turner, I finally was able to help me down, and just to end the game that way is always fun.
So how? You had a tough time in Detroit last year, and I don't want to bring that up.
I don't remember
obviously.
That.
Exactly.
No.
So, but how sweet was it to come back and beat Detroit back at home in that fashion?
Yeah, it was good because obviously, last year, end of the year, we got shut out by Detroit, so I didn't really have a chance to have any redemption there. So, it was nice, and it's always good to get a division win, and especially against Detroit. It's something about that team. It's they're always just some interesting games and some good battles, and it was fun, and how it ended, Jamal going down, we're down 2 points. It's like it's pretty pretty bold and just not take points whenever they're trying to give them to you, but we had confidence, and it was obviously confidence in our unit to go out there and knock it through and win the game.
The beginning of the clip there, they talk about your summer and what you had with your wife Molly, who's here tonight, by the way.
Oh yeah,
good to see you, Molly. How you doing? obviously going through a little bit of a cancer battle on her own, and you and I really kind of got to know each other one night at the Lombardi, as a matter of fact, the cancer benefit, and got to meet Molly then, and we had a good time. And so talk about that experience, because it's you're obviously involved in cancer research and fundraising and prevention, and then to have this kind of strike your home, and in the meantime, you're trying to win a job, you're trying to concentrate on work, you got other things on your mind. How tough was all of that to manage?
Sounds like a lot now, as you lay it out. But we actually, I think it just come off of going to the Lombardi, and like kind of in that, you know, time frame where Molly was having some almost like asthmatic symptoms at night, especially, and was treated for a sinus infection. We thought maybe possible pneumonia, something like that. And, they did some x-rays and saw something that they didn't, feel good about. And then, did a CT scan, and we were able to find what ended up being a tumor on her lower lobe of her right lung, and found out, learned a lot about anatomy, about the lungs, and that you have three lobes on your right and two on your left. Just something I hadn't really thought about too much. And luckily my son actually knew that as well, which I was proud of his school.
Right.
he's learning a lot. But that summer we just we kind of went through that process. It started happening really fast. We were at Mayo Clinic 2 days before camp started, where we really found out exactly what we were dealing with and what the kind of prognosis was and what the plan was going to be moving forward. And through that process, we were prepared to have surgery fairly quickly on the tumor, but we actually found a blood clot through all the scans, and so we had to Molly needed that treated, so that postponed surgery for a month. So basically all through camp, just kind of, treating the blood clot and preparing for surgery and trying to win the job and stay here for my 13th year. And then after that Kansas City game, Molly had already been over at in Rochester at Mayo for a couple days. And after that Kansas City game, her mom and I went over and got there about an hour before surgery, and she went in. So it was heavy. There was there were a lot of moments of just fortunately, again, the support and the organization, how they stepped up and just were extremely supportive, and I felt cared for and supported and loved by so many different people, just from their words, from their actions, how people stepped up to help with our kids and with our families and with our needs. It was really special, and such a testament to what this place is and the relationships that we formed over the years.
It was interesting because it was brought to my attention during training camp, and we had heard a little bit, and then people just kind of, it's one of those things where people don't know what to say, but they want to say something.
Yeah.
And so I guess my question to you would be, your teammates, obviously the guys inside the locker room, the organization's one thing, but the guys inside the locker room, that's really where your support comes from, right?
For sure. And, we kept it relatively quiet. We were just, trying to, kind of figure everything out and deal with it as a family, and told my teammates, told close friends, told everyone kind of in the building, and just guys just checking in, just asking how I was doing, how Molly was doing, making sure that that on a daily basis that we knew that they were thinking about our family and praying for Molly, and those things just mean the world to me. And it if anything, it gave me perspective of sometimes how we get locked into a bubble of going into our daily processes and how sometimes we just need to step out and really make sure that that we are looking and caring for other people and making sure that that we're reaching out and doing those things, because we can just get kind of one track, going in one direction. And I just felt so thankful for all the people that that stepped up and showed their support.
How is it mentally, and not to trivialize it, because you're trying to fight, like you said, for your job. So how is it mentally when you have other things going on? and you're supposed to go out and make a kick, because if you miss one in camp, if you miss one in a game, you're thinking to yourself, the built-in excuse is, his mind is elsewhere, you know. But seriously, how tough is that to say, look, this is what I got to do. This is what I got to do, and then I've got to be able to compartmentalize things and continue to move forward in both ways.
Yeah, you know,
really three ways: husband, father, and
for boy, sure, you know. For sure. I think my whole life I've just been training for moments, you know, like this, of just being able to compartmentalize and really focus in on whenever I was home, when I had opportunities to be with Molly, be with my kids, like tried to be fully in. And then, you know, fortunately, you know, Molly, I just thought about her all the time, because she didn't have those breaks from, you know, being able to go into the stadium and just kind of have a job, you know, have something to get away from, you know, the fact that she had cancer, you know, that she was dealing with this in her body. So, you know, for me, I was able to go and spend some time with teammates and really try to invest in that and try to prepare for that season. And then to true Molly fashion, I mean, she was just a huge support, you know, through all of it as well, making sure that I was, you know, able to focus on my job and do all those things as well. And all of it, when I look back at it, and, you know, here in a year or two, we'll continue to reflect, and it's just going to be like, man, that was a wild time. You know, it was crazy. And then the Saturday after her operation, as she's recovering and the doctors are saying, we feel really good about the surgery, all those things. You know, I get, unfortunately, I get a call, you know, from the Packers number. So, you know, that's a scary moment, anytime, but, you know, it was Coach LaFleur and then Goody called and just, you know, first and foremost, asked about Molly, and that, you know, that means a lot. And then, just, you know, said, you know, looking forward to this year, you know, ready to get going. And just the Saturday through that month, through those couple months, was kind of that first day we were able to take a deep breath and really, you know, start, you know, planning for that next, that next process and that recovery phase.
You described that. I kind of get that. Now I'm going to date myself here for a minute. For those who remember the original Rocky, I kind of think of Talia Shire laying in her bed and said, I am not leaving you. And she says, just go win. So kudos to you, Molly. We're going to take a quick break. We're talking with Mason Crosby. It's the Elijah Kohler Kickoff. I'm Bill Michaels. We've got more right after this. Welcome back. It's the Lodge Kohler Kickoff. We are broadcasting live at Lodge Kohler here in Green Bay. We are brought to you by our good friends at Under Warmer. Hot play of the game, Jamal Williams had the touchdown reception against the Chargers. In the hot play of the game, brought to you by Under Warmer. Under Warmer, the single-use heat-based layer compression shirt. 8 large air-activated heat packs are built right into the shirt, staying warm up to 12 hours. And for under $15, Under Warmer is a game changer. Available at Gasser. Is it Gasser Hardware? Gasser Hardware, Shields, and the Green Bay Jersey Store. So they got them over there as well. Hey, I want to also remind you, if you want to pay attention to us on the social media platforms, on Facebook, it's Lodge Kohler Kickoff. The same on Instagram. And then on Twitter, it is simply Kohler Kickoff. Joining us here at the table, Mason Crosby, kicker for the Green Bay Packers. So you guys sitting right now with a 7 wins under your belt. You guys are feeling really good. Talk about the veteran influence this year, because Gutekunst, unlike years past, went out and got Zadarius and got Preston and got Adrian, and then ends up picking up Billy Turner, and suddenly you got new faces. You got guys that have been there, done that. Did that, when they came into that locker room, did that vibe change?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's, you know, we had a kind of a core group of veteran guys that have been together for a long time. And so kind of bringing in that influx of, you know, these guys are, yeah, they're veterans, but, you know, what's Zadarius and Preston, is this, you know, fifth or sixth year for them? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I mean, it's, you know, they're still, you know, kind of fresh and young, you know, and, you know, hungry to, you know, go out there and do it on a high level. And, you know, it's been different, you know, and the personalities are different, just, you know, the way people connect and all of that. So, you know, and then they bring different experiences from other teams. And, you know, I think some of that's been, you know, even in that from Coach LaFleur, is just some of the things that have changed in the building, and, you know, from paint colors to, you know, the pictures on the walls, you know, things like that. They're very simple things, but, you know, just kind of, freshen things up, a change, you just kind of see something different and, just kind of almost, try to clean slate it and kind of have a new outlook. So, I think the chemistry and the pieces that were brought in and put together, we have a good group of kind of older veteran guys that have been around and doing it for a long time. And then we have a pretty good core group in that, 4 to 6 year range. And those guys ultimately are what, really drive the team. So, it's been really good, and it's been fun to just, like I said, in this off season, just meeting new guys and then, just diving in full force to get to know them off the field, but then, learn how they are in the locker room, how they play and just developing those relationships.
Somebody had said to me, I was back and forth when you were coming on the program and they had talked about it on Twitter. Somebody had said to me that you had talked about your most memorable kick, and they said that you had talked about it being the Lambeau leap kick, which I can understand because it's at Lambeau Field.
Yeah.
The biggest kick that you've hit that's brought you the most exaltation, so to speak, in the sense of, because I always think about that kick you hit in Dallas.
Yeah.
And to put the team into the NFC Championship game. I think about PATs and field goals and Super Bowls. I mean, there's so many things that you've done in your career that you get a chance to look back, and I'm not saying rank them 1 through 10.
Yeah.
But if I said your most memorable kick, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
Well, yeah, I would for sure say like playoffs and like kind of big kicks, it'd be that Dallas kick. I mean, that was an exceptional moment just with how we even got the opportunity to kick a field goal there. Those last 2 minutes of that game were unreal. So, that's one I hold on to for sure. Why I look at obviously the experience of getting the Lambeau leap and then, just kind of what this kind of year has been, that kick against Detroit will always mean a lot to me, through just because of the experiences, because of the memories that will be attached with it. Being a 23 yarder,
right.
But it is interesting. We don't kick many field goals inside of, extra points anymore.
I never watched you warm up that way.
So it's like, I literally start at 33 yards, like for the most part. So whenever I got out there, I'm like, man, this is like, you got to almost remind yourself, just hit a normal ball. Cause it's like, it's just so close. You almost want to be quick and just hit, just rip it through. So, those are definitely, two. My first game and it's kind of crazy. It's a long time ago now, 13 years, but, my first game, as a professional, I kicked a game winner and, doing that, being a rookie, Brett Favre as the quarterback, that was a special moment.
It was like a lifetime ago, wasn't it?
I know. It feels like a
completely different
career for sure. And that's how I kind of look at my my career. Is like I look at it seasons the same way. My career kind of the same way is in quarters, in halves, types of things. So, I look at that was almost like a completely different career, and then we've kind of morphed into something else throughout the second part.
I remember going to Dallas with you guys and. At the time leading up to that, Ryan Pickett was very outspoken. I remember a lot of the guys, Cullen Jenkins had come back from injury. You had a lot of beef up front of the defensive line. You had, obviously Chad Clifton and Bulaga was just coming into his own. And I remember going there and I was talking to Aaron. I think I discussed it with you and I said, what was special about this season? And you both kind of said, it was week 6 or whatever. It just kind of came together. You just kind of felt it, you know. So this season is sitting at 7-2. And not to say that you're Super Bowl bound, because I think that's putting way too much pressure and predictability on the team, because I think that's what everybody wants to hear. But in reality, you got a lot to do. But has this team come together like that? Has it felt? Because you see things in the locker room we've never seen before.
Yeah.
Defensive linemen or defensive players that are in there doing drills and playing games and joking around.
Yeah.
It's usually all those guys off to the one side, and then you're off to the backside, and there's Aaron and his congregation. And I've never seen that togetherness. You know what I mean?
We are a really close team, and that special chemistry, is not. It's not easy, and you don't find it every, with every team. Like I said, for know, I've been here 13 years, and almost every offseason, you know, that team is built and that chemistry, and you kind of try to start, you know, developing those relationships. And this team just kind of found that way. And, you know, guys would, you know, really enjoy spending time together off the field and, you know, in the locker room and, you know, just the conversations, the questions that I get asked from, you know, anybody on the team. It's, you know, I just feel like we're just really interested in like each other's lives and, what we're about. And, you know, those types of things are special. And, it's, I don't like to compare, you know, back into, you know, 2010 and those types of teams, but, you know, those were the, you know, the years that, you know, we had extreme success. And, you know, this team feels a lot like some of those teams where, you have some good dominant, you know, leaders and personalities on defense, you know, allowing Aaron to lead the way, you know, he leads best, and he goes out there and performs, and he feels like he can lead that offense and really control the game the way he wants to, and not we don't have to press and do a lot of different things. The defense has their personalities and their people that can, you know, really lead the way on that side of the ball. So I feel like that balance has been really good. And like I said early in this, is we're finding different ways to win games, and that's going to serve us well down the road. The fact that we're, you know, we've won three division games to start the season was extremely important. And then, you know, we're going to have three to finish out the season, you know, down the stretch there. So, obviously it's a long year still, and, you know, we got a lot of work to do. And, but those three games are ultimately going to be extremely important, if we want to make a good run in the playoffs.
Now, I know the Bears have fallen off, but, you know, that game in Chicago, I mean, the day before you guys play, they're lifting the curtain on a Hallis statue, and then, you know, Walter Payton statue in that town. You know how it was. That place was electric.
It was crazy.
They thought they were off to a Super Bowl. They were going to whoop you, start off the season, and call it a day. What was it like when you walked off of that field, no matter what it was offensively speaking, because it wasn't a great game.
No.
But when you walked off that field, you went, well, we won this thing.
Yeah, you know, that was obviously it's – you always want to score more points. You know, that's always the goal, but it's like –
that math is really paying off for you, man.
Yeah, but the fact is that we, you know, we won a game that wasn't, you know, perfect. And right. You know, it was a little ugly, whereas – you know, here, you know, in kind of the recent past, like we stopped winning, you know, those ugly games where not everything went exactly the way we wanted to. Not, you know, nothing, you know, we weren't clicking on all phases, but, you know, one side stepped up, made a play, and then we capitalized on it. And that's, that is, you know, that's a key to success. You know, every year that we've had success here, those are the types of games we win. And those are the game, you know, that is how you become a playoff football team. And that's how you make a run in the playoffs, is finding a way to win whenever it might not just be perfect every time.
Going to go ahead and take a quick break. Final segment coming up, and one burning question we'll get to with Mason Crosby joining us up here at the podium at the Lodge Kohler kickoff at Lodge Kohler here in Green Bay. We've got more right after this. Welcome back. It's a Lodge Kohler kickoff. We're broadcasting live at Lodge Kohler here in Green Bay. I want to remind you about the Green Bay Legends Cruise coming up. A great roster this year with the likes of guys like Blake Martinez, Leroy Butler, Mark Tauscher is going to be there, James Jones, Earl Dotson, and Nick Collins. You go through the whole list. James Lofton's going to be on the cruise. So if you're looking for a fun time on a 4-night, 5-day cruise to the Bahamas, they're inviting you to join them. Check it out at greenbaylegendscruise.com. That's greenbaylegendscruise.com. And also, we want to say hi to our friends at Satori. Talking about your 9-year relationship with Satori, and Make-A-Wish as well. Make-A-Wish on hand here tonight as well, I think, over here at the table. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah. It's been such a great, great relationship with them, and amazing people to work with, and a great company. And obviously their work with Make-A-Wish, puts a little more on every kick that I make, that they donate $1,000 to Make-A-Wish. And, we've been able together raise a lot of money to help the kids.
It's been a heck of a career. You talk about 13 years in the NFL. Now, Adam Vinatieri is 46.
Yeah. I think he turns 47 pretty soon. Yeah.
How long are you going?
I'm going in as long as I can. It's you know, I have I feel really good mentally, physically. Yeah, so for me, it's I don't have pride where I feel like I need to end it on my own terms. You know, I'm gonna make them run me out of here. So
I love playing ball.
Let's
just say that happens. Let's say you come to the end of your career and and Mason doesn't have Mason anymore. You know, and like you said, there's some of the great ones. They had to tear the ball out of the hand of Walter Payton.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
yeah.
So what is it with the day they come down? They say, Mason, thanks, but we'll talk to you later.
You know, I hope that day matches up with like kind of the realization. I'm a realist. Like I'll know when that day comes for me as well.
Yeah.
Whenever it's just like, man, I just don't want to get up today and go, kick a ball through the uprights,
right.
Or just kind of go through the grind of what the off season is, But yeah, I don't see that day coming anytime soon. For me personally, on my side of things, but if that day comes earlier than I kind of feel it, we'll deal with it then. But for me right now, I'm a realist, and if I can't go out there and do it at a high level, then I'll know I'm done as well. And that just might be when I call it quits.
A guy like Vinatieri has kicked so many big kicks, won so many Super Bowls, so many playoff games. Does he belong in the Hall of Fame?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure. And he, obviously with the amount of points now that he's the points leader, and I think he has the field goal, number lead. So yeah, he'll definitely be a Hall of Famer, no doubt.
Do you ever, you guys get another Super Bowl, say, and all the kicks and the number of kicks and the percentage of kicks that you've ever put through the upright? Not to say that, because to make it as a kicker is unbelievably difficult into the Hall of Fame. But do you ever think about that possibility? I mean, for sure, you're going to be in the Packers Hall of Fame. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But
thinking about that is even crazy. So, yeah, for me, it's, while I'm still playing, while I'm still in it, all the numbers, records, like, all I care about is, what we're going to do on Sunday and go out and get this win and, be there with my teammates, all the individual stuff, all those, the Hall of Fames, all the stuff that might be down the road is what I'll think about whenever it's all done. For me right now, it's literally, I love the X's and O's. I love going into meetings on, every day and, looking at kickoff coverage and what the returns are and some of the stuff where if you really think about it, it's sometimes like, man, this is it's kind of amazing that we get to do this,
right?
As a job. It's like, how is this guy going to run and try to block this guy?
Yeah.
Like all these things. And but in my existence in our world, it's so important, and we do it to protect ourselves, to protect our teammates, and go out there and play at a high level.
We got about 2 minutes here, but I wanted to ask you, because let's just say this season, next season, what have you, culminates in a Super Bowl. What would it mean to yourself? What would it mean to Aaron? To some of the vets that are in there that have never won one? Can you talk about because the young guys always think we got forever. As a young guy, you think, okay, I'm going to be playing this game forever. I'm going to be good to go. But for the guys that know what it takes, you've been there, you've done that, and you thought, we'll be back.
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
How tough is it to sit there and say, we got to get there, we got to get there, we got to get there? What would it mean to you guys to finally cross that finish line again?
I do think, fortunately, and what you said about, what is different with this team, we don't talk about that kind of stuff much. And I think that's important, is not getting ahead of yourself. And obviously, I want to put another ring on her finger. I mean, that's literally the goal. Every time you step on the field is like, how are we going to put a product? How are we going to play these games so that we can get to the playoffs and then make a run to the Super Bowl? But that is a process, and that there are so many steps from now until then that we have to take care of. And that's what I try to tell every young guy anytime I have a conversation with somebody who hasn't been there, hasn't been doing it long. Just make sure that you take care of this day. Have a plan to go out there and take care of your mind, take care of your body, and know what you're going to do ahead of time, so that whenever that challenge, whatever fate you face, in the game or in those situations, it becomes less difficult and you're prepared. Because nerves, making mistakes, all that is you know, those happen without, you know, whenever you're not prepared. So, you know, if you do something on the field that, you know, you're flying around and it just doesn't go right, but you know that you prepared during the week, it's easy to move on and go on to the next one. So, you know, those are my words of advice, and that's, you know, that is how you make it to a Super Bowl. That's how you go and win those big games.
It's always good to talk to you, man.
Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Congratulations, Molly. Thanks to all of you for coming out tonight. We certainly appreciate it. This is brought to you by our friends at Lodge Kohler, also Hupie and Abraham, Under Warmer, Wisconsin Athletic Club Hall of Fame, and the Green Bay Packers Legends Cruise in Lammy Sports Management. It's about time for us to get here. Thanks for joining us, everybody. You're our biggest crowd, so thank you very much. And go Pack. We'll see you on Sunday. Until then, have a good night. Tip.
Spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.